In the name of Jesus, amen. For Jesus, it was all in a day's work. He had just gotten done preaching a lot of words there up on the slope. Beginning of Matthew 5, he departs the crowds and his disciples follow him up the slope. And by the end of chapter 7, the crowds had somewhat rejoined them and were listening. And Matthew goes on to tell us that they marveled at his teaching. He taught as one who had authority. They never heard anything quite like it. What with all his, "you have heard that it was said, but I say to you," comments, his beatitudes, his exhortation to be perfect, his encouragement to build on the foundation of his words, and the suggestion that any other words were futile. His elevating every commandment higher than they thought it went. The scribes didn't teach like this. They had never heard anything like it before, and they all marveled at it. But for Jesus, it was all in a day's work. What had these people come to believe exactly? Had they come to believe it was something deeper, broader, wider, higher than anything they had ever heard before? Had they decided it was the best thing they had ever heard in their lives? Were they ready to run with it all? Then he came down the slope. The crowd grew larger, and bam! Pardon the translation, Dr. Gibbs. A leper. He too had heard the sermon, probably violated a lot of laws to actually hear it. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and demonstrated he wasn't just a leper. He apparently was a Lutheran. He was humble. And, you know, we Lutherans, we're humble, right? Don't laugh. He called Jesus Lord. None of this teacher, master garbage. He went straight for the top term. Curious. Lord. He prayed, "Thy will be done," like a champ. Like I said, he's a Lutheran. He prayed it like he meant it. Lord, if you will, you can make me clean. And Jesus then says two words, and our feeble English language can't even seem to translate that, in less than four. I will be cleansed. And the Lutheran leper was cleansed. Let the marveling continue. But for Jesus, it was all in a day's work. That's how it has always been for the Word of God, hasn't it? All in a day's work. From the very beginning, God's word speaks and it happens. We need not imagine it taking a lot of time. Indeed, when God uses the word, it takes no time at all. It would seem that nearly all of Jesus' miracles, all of his violations of the fallen created order, seem to happen with the same authority and immediacy as the creation itself. God spoke and it happened. The Son of God too spoke and it happened. For God at the creation, everything created was all in a day's work, totaling six. No different for Jesus. It's all in a day's work as well, and we marvel at it. It is marvelous, isn't it? What about you? What have you come to believe? Have you come to receive this word as something deeper, broader, wider, higher? I got to throw in the preacher to the Hebrews here. Better than anything you've heard before? Are you ready to run with it all? Because after all, it's not going to work for you quite the same way you see it work in our text or in the creation. It's not magic in the hands of believers, pastors, church workers. You'll be at that sick bed wanting to cleanse the person the way Jesus cleansed the leper. But it won't happen. Not by your power. not by necessarily the words you speak, not at least that immediately. You'll be at that deathbed right after that dead person lying there has sweat the devil out of themselves all night. And you'll want to pull a Jesus at the tomb of Lazarus kind of moment for the family. But it won't happen. You'll want to preach that sermon that makes them marvel. That sermon that after which 3,000 are baptized. But it won't happen. For you, it will be seemingly nothing in a day's work, and you will fall tired in your beds, exhausted, often feeling defeated, wanting to bury your heads in your hands and just cry your eyes out. A day's work in the kingdom can whip you senseless if you let it. But don't be fooled by the great fooler. That word still has authority. That word still does what it says. Remember, it's not you. It's not you doing it. It's Christ's word, not yours. And what you speak from it today will tear down and build up in its time. Do ministry long enough, and the lepers and the sick and the dead whom you worked with will say, "Pastor, you said something to me once, and I never forgot it. And you won't even remember saying it." You'll say, "I said that?" And here's the truth. You didn't. It was the last pastor who said it. No. No. Even if it was your mouth and your voice, they weren't your words. They were Christ's. The word was speaking, and you'll see how God's word still works. Not immediately, but it works. Oh, yes, by God, it works. It wasn't a lot of words he said as he gave his life for you. But these few words are gold. Are they not? Paradise for a fellow crucified sinner, continued care for his mother, prayers for forgiveness for the ignorant who nailed him, lifted him up, spat on him, insulted him. And lastly, one word, a word of completion. His holy precious blood, his innocent suffering and death, all for you, for your salvation given you. In his word. And there went my mic. Pardon me. Me and earbuds don't get along. You too are one he has cleansed. You are one he raises from death every day by the power of the word, mixed in with the water of your baptism. You too are one he feeds on his words made visible in his body and blood for the forgiveness of your sins. You too have this word, this better message. Higher, deeper, wider, broader, better. Poured on your heads, placed in your mouths, traveling round in you as if his body and blood were now part of your own. You have this wider, deeper, broader, higher, better word. It's his gift to you, the gift that keeps on giving. Luther Toldeck, a simple farmer with that word. It's more powerful than all the popes and councils without it. You have this. You have this better word. For Jesus, it's all in a day's work. For you, it's all in his daily work, in you, through you, for him, for your neighbor. And when you die and see him in glory, you can say it was all in a day's work, not your own, with the daily work of the better message, Jesus, the Son of God, and the Word of God. In the name of Jesus, amen.